You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White looks at the historic reality behind the escape from Alcatraz.
It has the reputation in popular culture and in history as being the most notorious prison in the world. A source of many legends, Alcatraz Island, also simply known as The Rock, off of the California coast, is a place that, although empty for many years, is steeped all the more in mystery and earned a famous reputation for being impossible to escape. Among the many legends associated with Alcatraz is that of a famous escape attempt that took place there in 1962, officially reported to have resulted in the deaths of three men: Frank Lee Morris, Alcatraz inmate number 1441, John William Anglin, number 1476, and Clarence Anglin, number 1485. The daring plot originally involved a fourth inmate named Alan West, who, although an accomplice and planner, was left behind the night of the escape. It is a story that has been retold in news, journals, and Hollywood movies, including the popular Clint Eastwood film entitled, you guessed it, Escape from Alcatraz. On the night of June 11, 1962, history merged with legend from that point forward when these three bold inmates crawled through tunnels they had dug in their cell walls to an exterior corridor. It was the culmination of an escape plan that had taken many months of work and careful attention to detail. Morris, believed to be the mastermind of the plan, had already been identified by federal prison officials as someone likely to escape, since he had done it several times before from other facilities. In fact, that was what landed Morris on the Rock, since its foreboding conditions in the unpredictable waters of San Francisco Bay made it unlikely he would try again. Yet he did. The men allegedly left behind dummy heads in their beds to fool any suspicious night guards while they made their way to the edge of the prison island. From there, it has always been believed they launched a makeshift raft of some type, assembled using raincoats and glue, and presumably, at least according to the spin of the federal penitentiary system, they drowned before reaching land. Bodies were never found, but the details of the plan, as learned from the inmate West who was left behind, has continued to shed doubt that their attempt was successful. Yet the legend has persisted that all three men, in fact, survived, an account that has been supported by the claims of at least a few family members. Critics also claim that the fact that nobody's ever washed ashore is proof of their survival, although it actually has not been uncommon for the waters of San Francisco Bay to not give up its dead. Another cited factor is the water temperature on the night of the escape, reported to have been at about 50 degrees. The inmates would not have been acclimated to such, since Alcatraz purposely kept the interior prison waters quite hot. There were some personal items found floating in the bay in the days following, but no, the inmates' bodies have never been found. This is, of course, the primary source of the legend. Without a body, there can be no absolute proof of death, leaving wide open the speculation that Morris and the Anglins made it safely to shore and vanished into history as the only men to have successfully escaped the Rock. This legend is compelling for many reasons, not the least of which is the interest we all have in writing the end of a story. It is far more interesting to imagine a life living in exile as one who literally escaped impossible odds than to imagine the likelihood that they simply perished in the bay, as Alcatraz promised to all of its prisoners who tried to leave. We may never know what happened to these three men, but the Rock still stands today in the middle of the bay, just as silent as ever.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.